Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise. Greetings, planet Earth, far and wide, in whatever nook and cranny we've snuggled into, carrying on with existence against all odds and with very few answers to our burning questions. You only have to spool out random YouTube videos to know there's a whole lot of mystery out there, and bless us, we love a mystery. Even with jobs and school, we never stop wondering about this life. Eating a delicious bass, lost in a kiss, or perched on the loo, tucked into the background processing is the question, what the fuck? What is this all about? Here on the Daughter of Godcast, we don't shrink from these questions, but rather face them boldly with a big grin. Even if we're only wearing a threadbare cotton thong with worn-out elastic, metaphorically speaking. We've updated the big board of Best Beloveds as of April 30th, 2018. Kudos to those helping this movie happen. If you've been putting your shoulder to the wheel, queer or otherwise, then check out how blessed you are. If you're not a Best Beloved yet and yearn to be, it's so easy. Just start giving feedback on scenes as they show up, or share Daughter of God posts on your favorite social media network. Then redeem your blessings for sweet swag and experiences. And remember, Daughter of God redemptions are outside of monetary economies. You can't buy them with dollars, euros, or rupees. Only by getting blessed may you redeem. Feedback for 087. T. In 087T, our two oddball unlikelies continue to miss the mark, stumbling down the path to what we know is inevitable. Things just keep getting worse. Jerry offers Christina tea. The feedback question was, if you were Jerry, which properties would you want to infuse the moment with, especially after Christina's final statement? Anonymous via email. I recommend fenugreek tea. Fenugreek, nature's aphrodisiac. Naturalnews.com. Tim via Facebook was also in the aphrodisiac camp, advocating, yet again, his favorite, alcohol.
They need to get drunk.
Jill opined that a calming effect is needed, as
Jerry does not seem comfortable with Christina's intimate way of speaking to him.
Allison was even more specific in her prescription.
They need a tea which promotes clarity and connectedness. Her statement at the end feels precarious, as if she's not sure. He seems to not know what to make of that.
Snip.
I also had this feeling that love might be an unknown experience. So the reason she seemed non-committal about it was that she wasn't sure what that felt like. Or maybe she hadn't thought she could love him, but she was warming up to him.
That's a lovely insight by Allison, hinting at a deeper history for Christina than I had previously considered. Certainly, Christina might be stumbling on a new feeling, and she had not expected she could love Jerry. Despite all their stumblings, she was warming up to him. Perhaps because of their stumblings? Perhaps because of their stumblings? A surge of feedback for 087T. Terrific! I say again to every listener and watcher of this podcast, you can give feedback. Even if you've never given feedback before, even if you've just randomly found this podcast, all you need is an opinion about any scene or an answer to the feedback question. Get yourself on the best beloveds. Start coveting the fabulous redemptions. Most of all, help make this movie better. Contribute to a weird and wonderful cinematic innovation. And speaking of blessings, here's another way to get them. Be the first person to give feedback from your country and get 55 blessings. India, Ireland, Gabon, Belarus, Turkey, Australia. The daughter of God is coming for us all. Scene 088, hello. Christina is deep into coherent thought cultivation when her phonette buzzes with a communication request. Even before the catastrophic collapse of civilization, voice calls had become a rare occurrence. Post-apocalypse, there's usually just a feral AI on the other end of the call, pointlessly promoting extinct products and services. Exasperated, Christina answers and is transported. The feedback question for 088 Hello is, how would you categorize this experience? Hallucination? Flashback? Fantasy? Other? What connections are suggested by Christina's interlude? That's 088 Hello, Daughter of Godcast, Season 2, Crowd Creation. Even with the return of collaborators, we've managed to keep this episode manageable, bite-sized even. Just noticing my moment, getting into the business of being, and letting awe in seems to be shifting everything. We are all on the best adventure, whether we know it or not. We bought the ticket. We wanted this ride. When I was in my late teens, I visited my brother in Santa Cruz, California, and took a ride on the local roller coaster. A random, gorgeous blonde girl sat next to me and smiled. I was kind of dumbfounded, awestruck. She was clearly an emissary from the stars. I realize that now. In 1980, I rode a roller coaster with the Daughter of God in Santa Cruz, California. Everything since then has just gotten better.